that all the time.
Me too.
Welcome to the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. Check out our website, ineverwanttobeyoungagain.com. Send us some email, especially you in the U.S. We've got U.S. listeners every week, and I want to hear from them.
I think we're about to have some Mexican listeners. I'm spreading the good word.
In Mexico?
Yes. My friend Miranda just got a job teaching biology at the university, and I'm trying to spread the good word.
Oh, that's exciting.
Shout out to Miranda.
Yeah, Dr. Miranda.
Dr. Miranda.
That sounds sexy, right?
Yeah, it does.
If that's her last name.
That's not, I'm afraid.
check us out on Facebook, be our friends, and if you download the Stitcher app, you can easily listen to us at your convenience from your phone, from your car, the gym, or don't listen, just download it. Makes us look good in the numbers. And this week we have Jeff.
Hi.
Woo.
Hey, look at me.
Hey, it's Jeff.
Oh boy, who would have thought, like, the odds of me being here, what are they? Like,
I know, really?
90%? I don't know.
We also have Jessica.
Hello.
And you guys already know. Woo!
Y'all know me.
We've met.
And me, Trevor. I haven't missed an episode. Just saying.
That's a good point.
You know, it's in my house.
No. It's true. But it doesn't have to be. That's the point. Like, Jessica and I could go pirate and just be like, hey, let's get together at my house, record one without Trevor. Let's not even tell him about it. Let's let him find out the hard way on the website when we go to his best friend to post it for us.
See, the funny thing about that, though, is that I don't know how to work any of this equipment, so I don't think it would go well.
And really, I don't know how to, like, orchestrate a coup, so...
Yeah, but we both know how to break into Trevor's house, so...
Looks like it's your show for now, Captain.
I got all the equipment, but I'd be hurt that you guys did an episode without me, but I would respect the burn.
No, we were going to take over the whole show. Because, you know, like in Facebook, you can join a group or whatever, and then sometimes the group can be like, hey, you're really active. We'll make you an admin. Then they make you an admin, and then they block the old admin, and you can coup. You can take over a group. And my nephew's done this a few times.
A few times.
Yes.
Warwick?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. No. And it's amazing to watch.
Well, even more hurt, but even more respect if you guys pull off that. So, like, yeah, I used to be on a show.
Got cut out of it. I'm a founding member.
Yeah.
Hey, it happens all the time.
And they even cut out the old episodes I was in. Or they went through and cut me out.
Or they dubbed over your voice with somebody else saying the same dumb shit.
David Duchovny, we just cut lines out of X-Files and put them in place of where you were.
You know, they did that with Archer. Some fan did the episodes and replaced Archer with a Velociraptor.
No. Hold on. They did that on with Chef on South Park. Remember, after Isaac Hayes, guy who does Chef, after he complained about them ripping on Scientology, they're just like, well, fine. Like, we make fun of everybody, including you. You can leave. And then they had all this, like, this voice stuff, you know, like, on tape, and they just pieced it together to make him look really bad in a couple episodes.
Yeah, because he didn't just complain.
Hey,
he actually
little
quit.
Boys. I like little boys.
He actually quit. He didn't just complain. He's like, Scientology? Fuck no, I quit. And then that was it for him. So they kind of had to piece together something.
They didn't just kill the character off, though. They dragged him in the mud. They made him a pedophile. Yeah. Why can't you hang out with your old friend, your new friends, and your old friends?
Yeah, I think we're getting off topic.
Was there a topic?
There's usually a topic. What's today's topic?
Bad dates. I was thinking bad dates.
See, there's three people in this room, and both of them are in very committed relationships. So
now,
wait, you said three people, and both of them.
Oh yeah, both of them that are in relationships are. No.
Let's start
over.
Yeah,
no, bad dates. Like, well, how many, if you could guess, how many dates do you think you've been on? Or how many different people do you think you've maybe been on?
I did a lot of serial dating there in my 20s. Like, when I first found out about, it was pre-Tinder, but, like, the Plenty of Fish thing was on. I went on a fair amount of dates.
Yeah.
How many? I would say I went on 25 first dates.
Wow. And how do you feel about it?
There's a scale. Uh-huh. You know, there's good and there's bad.
Jessica? Yeah,
I could probably count the number of dates, actual dates that I've been on two hands.
Yeah. You know what that means.
Probably.
Mean.
No. Because hands. I didn't really date a lot because I didn't see the point.
Yeah.
Really.
You know, going out with somebody is very similar to going in and out with somebody.
Exactly.
See, you know, it's just dating.
Like,
I'm just joking.
The whole day, because like everybody I've ever actually dated, like been in a relationship with, it never started with dating. Like they never asked me to go out on a date. We just hung out a bunch. Then we'd have sex and then we'd just keep hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of went like that.
Mm-hmm.
So never really dates.
Yeah. This would almost be a better show if we talked about the best dates we've ever been on, because then it'd be like more uplifting, but not nearly as funny.
No, no.
Like there are some horror stories.
Yeah. You are the probably most, since when we go out on date, when we date, it's date night, mm-hmm. because we are in committed relationships.
But it wasn't always that way.
It wasn't always that way. Because if you, we'll call it a date when you go to a pub and run into somebody and like start hanging out with them and talking to them the whole night. That's not technically a date. But it's date-ish.
Yeah, kind of.
You know what? It would count for the show if it's funny enough. Just saying.
That's true.
Yeah. You know the kids are doing this like Netflix and chill thing, which is something, you know, like I've taken part in, but I'm not really not a fan, you know. And so there's other girls that are maybe less Netflix and chill. They like guys with like a nice car or something like that. And mm-hmm. it's like that's what like gets them going. I wonder if there's some nerdy sort of like that kind of car girl out there that would be like, oh my God, Jeff has a 2019 driverless, fully autonomous car that's basically a limo for four people with no steering wheel. I want to have his baby. And then, I'd have like a Tinder profile and I'd be like, hey, why don't you come like Tesla and chill with me and like just go for a drive and like fuck it. I think that'd be like a lot of fun, but I don't think that kind of girl's out there.
I don't think so,
that's
but
a
actually.
Specific niche.
Well, cars in general, though, they call them tire biters. Mm. Girls that are interested in you for the car you drive.
I thought that was only if they were Asian.
Well, also think about the fact that a Tesla of any kind is going to cost you a lot of money. So if you have enough money to get one of those cars, you're going to have girls around you.
No, that's not
because
true.
Those girls are called gold diggers.
Yeah, look so at me now.
There's plenty of people up that alley.
You can look exactly like that and drive a Tesla.
Dude,
and be drowning in pussy, I'm
not
telling you.
Working.
My boss drives a Tesla, and he is not a good-looking man. What?
But
you've only slept with him twice.
He's got a trophy wife, so.
Can I quote the brother Kanye?
Hmm?
Preach, brother.
One good girl is worth 1,000 bitches.
Didn't I see a thing on that?
You saw a thing where something about like where they extrapolated the value of a bitch and it was like 12 cents or something.
Yeah, something like
that. I forget what. Yeah, somebody said like, no. I think it was Too Short said bitches are a dime a dozen.
Yes.
And Kanye said one girl's worth 1,000 bitches. And then
they worked it out. So that
they worked
it out. A good
girl
is worth $8.16
something
like that.
Yeah, they had some specific number. And I'm like, that's great logic. But no, man, I don't want bitches. I want like a nice, like, please. You know? No, that mumbling means I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
Well, since you're the most recent dating person, do you want to kick us off? Do you got any?
Nope.
No, you don't. Okay.
I need some ideas from you. I got nothing.
I'm gonna start with like one of my more mild dates then, because I have a bad date and I've got funnier ones, but this is a good warm up one. And it's I did the Plenty of Fish, signed up with a girl, came and met her, and we were gonna walk my dog. Smoke a little weed and see where things went. I wanted to give myself an out, right? Just, you know, I haven't done a lot of this. And I don't know if, I guess this might have happened to somebody else before, other people. She didn't look like her picture. Now, I actually, I'm an idiot because I'm like, oh, I got to take a current picture because I want to look like my picture, which now I'm in sales and I know it's not how you sell.
You know better.
So whatever, I meet her and she's, pretty girl, she's a little heavier than her picture. And we have, it starts off a pretty good time. We go to the park. We walk the dog. She doesn't bug me for the first 20 minutes. For some reason, when we get into the car, she flicked a switch. So we're going to drive down and have like appetizers and drinks is the idea, right? And it's not a hot day. My dog can hang out in the car. We're driving. And she's like, oh, you took that corner kind of fast. She starts backseat driving me. That's like just and it's a date, so you're trying to swallow that down because normally I might get a little ignorant on that. And then we go to this restaurant. She wants to go to an ABC, which I was like, oh, okay, well,
that's oddly specific.
Yeah
and low class
and near her house, I guess. So you know, I'm thinking like, okay, all right, well, I hope you have a place with Colby, you know, because even though she's heavier, I'm down, I'm 25 I'm 24, 23. I'm younger. Anyways, we go. I order beer. She doesn't drink. Yam fries just came out. They were kind of a new thing at the time, mm-hmm. right? So I ordered, I'm like, you want to have some yam fries? We'll split it. She goes, sure, right? Now, again, this girl is, as I mentioned, a little bigger than her pitcher. And I figure it's an old pitcher. During the course of our visit to this restaurant, I realize it could very well be a recent pitcher. Because we get the fries come, I get a beer, she gets a Coca-Cola or something, whatever, right? And she starts going through the little dessert menu on the thing. Now, she started to bug me. She's been saying annoying things. I'm like, I don't even, like, I can't even have sex with you, right? That's how bad it is. And she starts flipping through the dessert menu, and she goes, oh, you see this dessert here, this waffles and ice cream? They have this at Ricky's. They have this at Boston Pizza. And she flicks the page. She goes, this one is at, this exact one is at. And she starts labeling. She's going through the dessert menu like fat girl porn.
She is a chain restaurant connoisseur.
Wow. So, wow. And then she orders this waffle and ice cream thing.
That sounds amazing.
It mm-hmm. Yeah, it looked delicious, right? And I'm drinking my beer and I'm munching on some yam fries, which I realize she's like, oddly, like the plate's between us, and like I'll grab some and I'll eat, and she'll like almost like she's not racing me, but she's very aware of how much I, so I just start leaving the fries alone. I figure she must be hungry, so I'm like, I got my beer, I'm good, right? And I finish it, and I've ordered a second beer, and she's eating the fries at a good pace, and I've kind of backed off, and then her ice cream and waffle thing comes. So now she's alternating bites between the yam fries and the ice cream. And I realize, oh, this picture could have been from like 2 months ago. You're eating with purpose, right? And she's just, and I think she was just, she was saying stupid, just stupid, nattery shit. And I realized, and I've never done this before. I've taken like 3 or 4 gulps out of my second pint of beer, right? And she just said something so, just really stupid, like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. I had a fight with my phone company, so I'm just not paying them. That'll show them. And I'm just like, oh, another stupid thing she said, because that's not going to show them. That's going to make it hard for you to finance a car. So I take the beer, and I just start chugging my beer. And she goes, she tries to talk to me, and I just raise a finger.
Yeah.
I guess Archer does that, too. I did the Archer. I finished it, and I'm like, ah.
You did that before Archer was Archer.
I did, actually. You did. Predates, yeah. Maybe Archer copied me.
Ta-da.
You did it before it was cool.
You were saying?
I got up and I said, she's like, oh, so you were really thirsty. I'm like, yeah, really thirsty. I'm going to go pay the bill and have it smoke, right? Because I'm ready for this date to be over. And she's still got like a bit of ice cream and a waffle. And like, I guess she's going to finish the fries too. So I go outside and I have a cigarette. And she comes out and she's kind of realized, she didn't realize the date was going bad, I think. And so we get in the car, we drive half a block away, go to her house. I pull into her driveway. And she's like, oh, why'd you pull up here? Why didn't you pull up there? And that's the kind of shit she was just doing. Like there was a spot over closer to the door of her house, right? And I, both hands on the steering wheel, I don't look over. I don't say goodbye. And I just, staring straight forward, I'm like, just get out of the car. She goes, I'm going to say goodbye to Colby. I'm like, sure. So she goes to the back seat, like, gives him a hug goodbye. And I just, so it's not a very eventful date, but it was a bad date.
Did she try to contact you after that date?
Yes.
Okay, because she thought it was going well, but she didn't get the hint. I bet I've been that person.
I don't know. I think you're a little more self-aware than that.
No, Jeff, we've never been on a date.
Ta-da! I'm actually pretty self-aware, but like, I think I've been like, total connection, and somebody else is like, don't call me again.
Yeah.
Maybe. But still, they'd be pretty good at faking it for you to actually believe them, right? Not where someone's visually having a terrible time and you don't notice. Like, that's some pretty...
It started off okay and just went downhill, but it was really funny how I was like, I thought like, oh, okay, you know, she doesn't look like her pitcher. It's probably an old pitcher from like a couple of years ago. And then the way she dived in there, she was eating her feelings. I was like, whoa. And I mean, I did the right thing. I paid, right? I was like, okay, well, you know, I don't know if that is the right thing. Is that a sexist thing for me to say?
It is the right thing because you paid and you didn't just leave her at the restaurant. You could have because you know she's within walking distance of her house. So
fuck, why
you
didn't I leave
could
her?
Have just left and driven away, and that would have been kind of a dick move. Funny for me and Jeff.
No,
but,
no, that would have been perfect.
Yeah.
For the sake of this podcast.
This guy went for a cigarette and never came back. just like my dad. Because, like, I want to meet her parents. Like, if she's, you're driving and she's like, wait, you parked there. And, like, why are you doing this? And you took that corner. I'd be like, oh, my God, I feel bad for your dad. I want to meet your mom and dad. I bet she's a ball buster. But, you know, he probably went for some cigarettes and never came back.
Within half an hour, she was doing that naggy shit that, like, a wife does when she's having a bad day. And she can get away with it because she gave you a son. That's oddly specific.
But Trevor, if a woman told you to sit up straight on a first date, I mean, like that level of, you know, like relationship, like nagging,
elbows off the table, you know, like
shit, yeah. Like, how would you respond to that?
Depends how hot she was.
To me, it doesn't.
There's a scale, you see.
You guys know that, like, for some reason, I am fairly principled man.
Yeah, I don't see the correlation with most of your principles, though.
Yeah, no.
I don't know when one lets off and one picks up.
I don't think I could. I think if I was, like, genuinely offended by somebody, I don't think it matters how hot they are.
Yeah?
Like, I could let a lot of sluff slide, but it... Sluff slide. I could let a lot of things go, but I have a dry mouth, and so I can't say the other thing.
I think we went over this before when we were talking about the 1 to 10 scale. And you guys said that someone could go from a 10 to a 4, and I didn't realize that was a thing because I thought it was I genuinely thought it was just based on looks. But apparently, personality can take you from a 10 to a 4.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So
she was a 10 until she opened her mouth. Not this girl. This girl was like a 6.5, but she opened her mouth and went to a 3.
Some people have moods where, like 90% of the time, they're a delightful individual. And then, like, Saturdays or whatever, you just, like, can't stand them. And I think when, like, it's not just that they annoy the shit out of you or you get along with them really good. It's, like, 90% of the time, they're really great. And then, you know, there's this other time. And I think that's when you got to, like, think about for yourself if you can compromise. Like, it doesn't matter how hot she is. It's just a lot of the time she's okay. Then the other part of the time, I wouldn't date her. Like, I think it's difficult to come to terms with.
Dimitri Martin has a scale. Did you ever see that one? He's that comedian.
Dimitri Martin's great.
He is great. Well, he's got that scale of how hot you are and how much I'll pretend to care about your cat.
Oh.
He's like, see, you see, at some point, I don't care how hot you are. I don't care about your cat.
It's
funnier when he says it, obviously.
How hot in his formula, how hot would someone have to be for him to not care at all about the cat?
It's a graph, you see.
Yeah.
It's much better. It's very visual.
Visual graphs nowadays, boys.
That's okay. We had a whole episode. We had a whole episode about memes once. It doesn't play well. What about you, Jessica? You got any bad date stories?
Bad dates.
Well, or good dates. I don't care.
Well, it's funny because, like, the only date I can think of that was really particularly bad wasn't... Well, actually, yeah, no, it was really bad. Okay, so this guy I met, I had decided after I'd gotten out of a long-term relationship to go on to Plenty of Fish because rebound or meeting people because, you know, all my other friends are in relationships. So every time I go anywhere, it's all couples. So I'm like, I'm going to go meet some single people. Plenty of Fish. So I meet this guy, start talking to him. And online, he's great. He's funny. He's witty. He seems to, like, be able to keep up with me. And I'm like, that's awesome. So we're getting along really good and we decide to meet up. And the day that I'm going to be, because he lives in New Westminster. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be out, like, in Vancouver. We could meet up in Vancouver on Saturday. He's like, well, I actually have this thing I got to do on Saturday, but you could come if you want. And I'm like, what kind of a thing? And he's like, a suspension. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, suspension? What does that even mean? And he's like, just come. It's fun. It's at this art gallery. You'll really enjoy it. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay.
I go.
And I meet him there, and what suspension is when they put hooks through your back and hang you from the ceiling and then swing you around.
Of 100 questions.
Yeah. Okay, well, I go to this thing, and I'm like, he was the first one up, right? And this is the first time that he's ever done this. And he's like, I'm like, why are you doing this? And, I've heard it's like this euphoric experience of all. I'm like, that looks fucking awful. These, like, hooks are in his back. He's bleeding everywhere. And then they put the hooks, they try to hang him from the ceiling. And he looks like he's in so much pain, But he's trying really hard to go through with it.
The Romans sound like they would have done this if they thought you committed a crime against the government.
Right? Like, this is a, like, it looked like a punishment for adultery. Like, I don't know. So he's kind of hanging, just getting off his feet and looking like he's going to pass out. So the guy that's doing the whole thing is like trying to keep him calm and trying to get it to happen for him. And he's like, oh, don't worry, this happens to a lot of people, blah, blah, blah. And so he couldn't really handle it. Eventually he got off his feet into the air and then they set him down and that was it. So I watched that happen for about 45 minutes and then he got down. They took the hooks, or they left the hooks in his back for a while, and then eventually took the hooks out. So he had big holes in his back and bandages on them and stuff. And then so about an hour and a half of that. And I'm like, okay, well now what? Because I just met you and I've already seen you hang from a ceiling through hooks in your back. So not really sure what else we can do. So let's go get a beer. So we go get a beer. And then eventually he's got to go meet up with other people. I got to go meet up with other people. Or, oh, it was really nice to meet you. Hug and then leave and I'll call you. And I'm like, great. That was interesting.
So you like kind of interested? Like, is he still like,
see,
how is the vibe between you guys? I realize he just had shit stuck into him and he's hanging. But how's the vibe between you guys?
That's the thing is, after that whole experience, I was kind of like, okay, well, kind of expecting him to still be as interesting as he was when I talked to him online. But in person, he wasn't nearly as funny. He wasn't nearly as witty. He couldn't keep up with me. And he seemed to, the only things that he knew to say were quotes from movies, and it drove me crazy. And I'm like, well, maybe he's just nervous, you know, whatever. So I'll give him a second chance. So he asked me out on a second date. And
how's he going to top that?
Right. So he says, and here's the funny thing. There's this freak show thing at the Red Room, and I'm going with a few of my friends. Do you want to come with us? I'm like, sure, why not? Freak show. I mean, I already saw one last time I saw you, so I guess another one couldn't hurt. So we go to this freak show thing where it's the same idea, people swallowing swords and, you know, sideshow stuff. And we meet up with two couples. So we're sitting at a table with two other couples, and as soon as we walk up, he says, this is my girlfriend, Jessica.
Hmm.
And I was like, hi, I'm not his girlfriend. Nice to meet you, right? But he just introduced me as his girlfriend. I didn't want to embarrass him, but I just fucking met this guy. I met him once. And then all of a sudden, now apparently I'm his girlfriend. So it was really fucking awkward because now they're like, oh, we're going camping this summer. A whole bunch of us couples are getting together. We have couples night. We have games nights. And you got to come. And, blah, blah, blah. And we're so excited that Peter's finally... Oh. Finally got a girlfriend. I'm like,
that's a terrifying thing to
that
hear.
That is not a good sign
from the person you're dating's friends,
right? And like, this isn't even like, yeah, no, I'm not even dating the guy. He's not my boyfriend. It's just a guy I've dated. I'm going on a date with.
Hooks, like, in the back. That's like fifth place. You guys got to fifth place.
We pretty much got to marriage level, I guess, on that day because this guy's already committed. So at the end of that date,
board games, man.
So he had his arm around me the whole time, and it was really awkward. And I was trying to like subtly move further away from him, but I couldn't really. And then eventually, because he didn't drive, I drove. So I'm like, okay, well, I know I got to drive him home. So drive him home, and then when I got to his house to drop him off, he wouldn't get out of my fucking car. I was like. I mean, he's like, come up to my place, come to my place, spend the night with me. But I'm like,
now you know how
no.
Trevor feels.
No, I'm good. I got to go. Right. And he's okay. Well, kiss me. I'm like, no, I'm all right. Actually, I gotta get going. Like, you know, and it was super awkward. And finally, I'm like, okay, I'll fucking kiss you. But then you got to go because I have to leave. And he's like, no, come up. He wouldn't stop. And he would not get out of my car. And eventually I had to yell at him to get out of my car. I'm like, dude, I said no.
Yeah.
Get out of my car. And he's like, fine. God. Whoa, you don't have to be so pushy. I'm like. And then finally got him out of my car. Raced the fuck home. And I'm like, I'm never seeing that fucking dick again. He calls me the next day. Phones me. Won't stop. And eventually I picked up the phone. I said to him, listen, man. You're coming on a little strong. I've only met you twice and you already think I'm your girlfriend. I am not your girlfriend. That is something you got to ease into, not just, you know, assume on your own. I'm like, I don't think that we should see each other anymore. And then he freaked out at me. Freaked out.
Like yelling?
Started yelling at me. Mm. You shouldn't lead people on and you do this and girls like you, blah, blah, blah. Like that whole tirade. And I'm like, okay then. And he was saying it like I had to listen. I just hung up.
Yeah, you've got that power.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then blocked his phone number so that I don't ever have to see him or hear from him again. Like,
he's like, you could have come upstairs. I had hooks. We were going to hang. It was...
I have questions.
Yes.
Do you bring your own hooks?
No. No, they supply the hooks.
Did he already have holes in his back?
No, they make the holes.
He made fresh holes. Okay. How many holes were there? Hooks?
There were four. And they were in his upper back.
Four holes,
only four
hooks.
Four hooks from the upper back. But I've seen like other people do it, like in pictures and stuff, because after that I was like, I had to show people what I was talking about. Because when I tell people about it.
I've seen this before.
Yeah, nobody else has seen it. So when I looked up pictures of it, there's some pretty fucked up pictures of people getting hooks through all kinds of places on their body hanging from them.
Yeah.
It's fucking gross. And like, your skin all gets stretchy and it looks like it's just going to rip right through. Like, you know, you pull on an earring hard enough, you're going to rip.
Those people are going to be so wrinkly when they're old.
I think four hooks. I'm like, I'm 200 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to need six at least to distribute the weight.
You don't
want to
spread them out.
How much did this guy weigh, you think?
He was probably about the same as you.
Jesus Christ.
So he's a bigger guy. Like, he was my height.
Whoa. What are you trying to say there?
Whoa.
He was,
whoa.
Well, no, like, guy?
Like about body
like average,
shaming.
Average guy, you mean?
2018, Jessica.
Didn't mean fat.
Quit fat
than,
shaming me.
Didn't mean fat, but he was my height and he was like not fat, but big, like
big, yeah,
heavy.
That's so
heavy. Yeah, husky guy. I'm just busting your balls.
This
is
some patriarchal stereotypes.
About 200 pounds, because that's what I weigh.
I don't know what people weigh. I'm a bad judge. So anyway, he was what I would say is a big guy to be hanging from the fucking ceiling by his skin.
By four hooks.
You're not a very supportive girlfriend.
No.
Not like those hooks. Hey, I've seen these when I saw Jane's Addiction, and in the background for one of the songs, they had these two girls hanging from two hooks behind their shoulder blades. They were flying around. I don't mean with any harness. I just mean like they were flying around to these little loops or these hooks in their back, and they were up there for like 3 minutes, and I could see the area of skin, and like me and Ashley were watching this because she's like grossed out. I'm like, oh, I've seen this before. You could see the area around it turn like kind of pink and then like kind of white and then like the white spread, and you're like, oh my god, that skin wants to die and it's being stretched so bad. And like,
there's no circulation.
Be like, somebody let these tubby dancers down, because like, let's face it, they're a little tubby. Yeah.
Dude, no, it's a messed up thing for people to do, but a lot of people do it apparently. It's like this weird subculture where I guess some people enjoy that kind of pain. But when that guy did it, after he got down from there, because he heard all these great things about how it makes you feel euphoric and it's like floating and it's really feels
that's
like
what shock feels like. Yeah,
feels like you're flying. That's or whatever.
I was just thinking that.
Right.
I was just thinking, is the idea here to like put yourself in a shock so you can enjoy that?
See, and that's the thing, is there's a lot of people out there that really enjoy pain. I guess maybe for that reason, the same type of people that like pierce everything on their body and then tattoo from their head to toe, and then when that's not enough, they carve razor blade drawings into themselves.
And then they put knitting needles in their dick.
Right? There's a lot of people in the world that do those kind of things, and I think those are the type of people making the reviews that say that this is a euphoric experience, because this guy that I watched do it looked like he was in so much fucking pain they could barely get him off the ground.
Another question. This is an art gallery. So was this free, or do you have to pay money for this kind of experience?
Oh, he paid money for that.
Oh.
I watched for free.
I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, no, the people participating pay.
Now I gotta know how much.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember.
$50? $100?
I don't remember, honestly. Wow. But I didn't have to pay to be there, so it was a free event for me, and you know how I love free shit.
Trevor, the dude paid for this. He signed up. He probably made an appointment.
I'm wondering, because he sounds screwed up, if like he heard about it and he thought, oh, this will be a really good way to impress this kind of weird, quirky girl I met on the internet. I think that's what he was thinking. Like, this was kind of to impress you.
It kind of backfired, and that's why he was trying to hold it together, because he thought he could, like, maybe, like, seal the deal.
Oh, man. Nope. I wish he'd cried.
No. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if he cried and then tried to, like get her to come upstairs? I cannot believe the gall.
Ugly cry with, like, snot and
Jessica,
stuff.
Yeah.
If he'd cried, was crying on the way home, and then, like,
he wouldn't get out of the car, and he's like, hey, when you come to my place, what would you say?
No.
And hand
please,
him a tissue?
Please, God,
like,
no.
Yeah, man, that's something else. I don't know.
It's okay for men to cry, don't get me wrong, but not when you first fucking meet them. That shit's too much.
Yeah, like, that is too much.
I
don't think I like this guy.
I really like that. That was a good one.
That was my thoughts too. Yeah.
I don't know. See, I can't remember, at least right now, if I've ever had like a really bad day where I'm just like, I want to get out of here so bad. Like, I don't remember. Maybe you guys remember better than I do if I've told you a funny story about a date that went really bad.
Life? Do we remember your life better than you do?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But I do remember one time that maybe I caused somebody to have what they would tell their friends to be a bad date.
Good enough. I'll hear it. Yeah.
I'm going to name names.
Do it. Jessica did.
There you go.
Shout out to Peter.
Accidentally. Peter. Yeah. Hey, Peter, what's up?
Yeah. No, I met this delightful girl named Quinn, and she had a baby, and at the time, I had a small dog that I loved very much. So she lived in Chilliwack. We went to go walk the dog and the baby, you know, like along the river. And I'm like, yeah, that's a great place to murder someone. And she's pulling into the, like, I get there a couple minutes early because I'm punctual. And so she's like there a couple minutes late because she's normal. And I'm realizing when she's pulling up and I see her car and like we're texting, I'm like, oh, she's never heard my voice. Fantastic. So yeah, she gets out of her car. She's walking like a little bit closer, and I did that thing. It's difficult to. It's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex sort of vibe with my hands, and I go, "Ha, Quinn! I'm really happy to see you." And like, and I do this whole like spastic thing where I can't like move my arms, and she like came up. I like, you know, Tropic Thunder. There's some great advice in that movie. Say never go full retard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't go full retard. I just went like a little bit spastic. And but still, that was too much. So we were still scheduled. You know, we still had this verbal contract to do some stuff. And we went for like a delightful walk, had a delightful talk. I'm like, I'm just joking with you, blah, blah, blah. She didn't get over it. She didn't get over it. But, you know, Oliver had a good walk. And I don't know, I'm sure kid had a good nap walking with her like terrified mom. And and then like
maybe came on a little strong there, Jeff.
I wouldn't call that strong.
But really, so she had like no sense of humor.
No, she had a little bit of sense of humor. She was kind of fun. She would bust my balls about stuff. Like we really vibe because she would like dish it out, you know, in texts, and that was really funny. So, and because like I kind of appreciate that, like, you know, someone like joke around with you, and you know, because the same way I joke around with her. So then like the next day, I'm just like. You know, I messaged her. I'm like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I had a really good time. I don't know. I don't know what I invited her to do, but it was something more legitimate, more like, you know, probably something more fun.
She's second
like,
date shit.
Yeah, second date shit. And she wasn't into that, but we were still messaging, and I thought that was weird because I thought it was like her leading me on if she wasn't interested to even respond the next day.
Mm-hmm.
She could have just not responded.
But she was being polite.
Like a bitch. And so then... So she eventually says, like, look, I'm not sure how I feel about you, blah, blah, blah. I don't really feel it. And I'm like, hey, that's cool. It's honest, whatever.
And I then, respect that, yeah.
But we're still friends on Facebook, and we still actually message every now and again. But it was in a, like, a we're never going to be together kind of, like, just pen pal kind of way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then your friend got married at a ski hill at Manning Park Resort.
Yeah.
And me and this girl were friends on Instagram because she posts some stuff. I post some stuff. We like each other's stuff. And then I post a picture of myself on a... I actually tell you what the caption says. I post a picture of myself in the hotel room that you paid for with my snowboard on, jumping on the bed. And it was like a selfie, you know, like me jumping. And I put it on Instagram. And I said, like... Oh, yeah, yeah, I said, when we checked into this hotel, they said there was no cooking allowed in the rooms, and then they gave us a microwave. So I was not at all surprised when they told me I couldn't have my snowboard in the room at a ski hill.
And then, and like, I thought it was funny, but I put that on the thing, and she's like, where are you? And I go, you know, Manning Park. She said, for fuck's sake, I'm at Manning Park. And I'm like, what? She said, I'm just leaving. And I'm like, what? What were you there for? She's like, a friend's wedding.
No way.
What? Yeah. Quinn, and no. It was like, it was some weird, yeah, it was some like weird coincidental thing. And she's like, of course, because our paths have crossed like that in like a weird serendipitous way a couple of other times. And so it almost seemed like we were meant to be, but
that's the vibe I'm picking up.
She knew we weren't meant to be.
Maybe she doesn't know. She still doesn't know.
You know what I think?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I think she probably has like a brother with like 21 chromosomes or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then it'd be like, no matter what I said.
Yeah.
You know how you can't call people retarded anymore?
No, yeah.
You've heard that, right?
That's a thing.
Yeah.
And for good reason. But do you remember, who's that saying that like, if you come up with another word for retard, we're just going to call them that word? Like, if you think, oh, that's not the right word, we're going to call them development challenge, then I'm going to call my buddies development challenge. I forget who that was.
A comedian, but I've heard that. Yeah, I heard that.
And I was just thinking like, well, yeah, you can call it whatever you want, but we're still going to do it. And either way, she was offended by my like Tyrannosaurus arms. And oh, yeah. And I was going to say like, hey, you with the extra chromosome. And like that's a thing you can say to your buddies that like is kind of not as obvious.
Pretty obvious to anyone with, you know, half a brain, but.
Well, it is, and that's the thing, is if they make a long, technical, Latin-sounding name, we're going to learn how to say it correctly so that I can call Jeff that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's yeah, the...
True that's enough. How it works.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, I'd say that was probably a bad date for her, and then the aftermath was probably difficult.
Well, you know what? That counted. That worked. And you know what? I kind of have hope for you guys. I think you and Quinn, I think there's something there.
Maybe. It's kind of like How I Met Your Mother, that show.
Yeah.
She just keeps popping in and out until the end when she just stays.
Right.
It's going to be like that for you.
I kind of think that if you just hit on somebody every 6 months for 10 years, you'll get married.
Slow game.
Slow game. It's Slow a game. Long, it's a, I have a 10-year plan. Yeah. I have a 10-year plan, and that's too at the time, like, I don't want to ever see, like, a 45-year-old naked.
Well, I've got, out of my three dating stories that I came up with before we did the show, I'm going to tell my mildest one. This is my most medium one, but I kind of like it. It was, again, internet dating. I did the internet dating pre-Tinder. I really want to sign up just to see what it's like. Like,
oh, I know.
I don't think Michelle's cool with that, but
I grab my friends' phones when they have Tinder and I start swiping, and I'm like, "This is fucking fun. I can see why you like this." And she's like, "Oh my god, stop doing that!" And she's like, "You're liking everybody. Oh god, what are you doing?" I'm like, "This is great. No, I'm doing a good job."
Yeah. Jeff, didn't you super like a pug once?
if I see like a friend of ours on there that I'm not even interested in, I'll super like them just so they know I saw them. Just so they know, like I did that with your wife's friend.
Yeah.
You know, there's a thing, I forget, one of those late night shows, they have a thing called Tinder Takeover, where you let another person operate your Tinder for like 15 minutes or something like that. And, so you can... I saw Hannibal Buress do this with a guy, and with Eric Andre and Hannibal Buress, I think it was.
I saw it.
They did the Tinder takeover, and the one guy, he switched it to like men and women, and so like of who you're searching for in the search or finding, he's like whatever, and then he'd be like, you know, swiping everybody and like matching with people and sending them like dirty messages. I want to let my nephew take over my Plenty of Fish thing, make him, or he can write whatever he wants on my profile for a week. I'm going to let him pick the pictures because he's got a lot of pictures of me, or at least he has access to them on Facebook. He can pick the pictures. He can pick what my bio says, blah, blah, blah. And he gets to do the messaging.
Can I be next?
Next at what?
I want to be Jeff on Tinder.
Okay. Tell you what. You can do Tinder. He can do Plenty of Fish.
How's that?
Sure. Good enough.
You know what? Because whatever I'm doing is not working.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Trevor never got to tell the story.
Next week on the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. Yeah.
And then every week we're going to rotate with Jessica. where I'm going to use pictures of you to catfish people online.
I actually would like to see that. That would be really funny.
You're not going to believe the messages you're about to get.
Yeah. Well, no, you get them addressed to you. You have to make up something fake because I already get enough spam. Don't do it.
No, I'm using my email address with your pictures.
You did the you catfished somebody before.
I did. No, I did create because I was like, well, what do people say? Like, what do other people say? You know, because I don't have such a mainstream, like, social kind of, like, I don't know. I'm socially retarded. Right? Mm-hmm. So, like, what do other people do? So I set up this, I have a burner phone. I have for a long time and not for, like, really sneaky reasons.
We know. We've never asked because we don't want the answer.
Yeah. Even when I was married, I had a burner, but not like a, it wasn't like a ho phone kind of burner. It was just like a burner. So I signed up for POF on there and made a different account with no picture saying I was an average female. And I said I was 27, you know, like average body, no picture. That's important. And then I had a short little bio. So like, I don't know, I'm a bitch. I'm a princess. I like fun things, blah, blah, blah. Take me out, buy me things. And just really like ignorant hood rat shit. And, I got about 100 messages in 12 hours. Some of those were good.
That sounds about right.
Some of them were good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you remember any good ones?
Nah. But that's why I say spicy, because this one guy, he messaged me, and he just said, spicy. And then, like, some other people went on about, like, how much their pickup truck costs, or, like, how much money they make, or, like, how much cocaine they have. And I'm just like, well, that's sweet and everything, but like, I'm not even a real person. You know? Like, I didn't message a single one of these people back. I was just curious what kind of stuff people said. Because you can't send dick pics on there. Or at least they make it real hard enough. I haven't figured it out.
Wait, on where? On Plentyfish?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think so.
They screen it?
I think so.
How do I get all those dick pics?
You're using the right pictures. That's
bathroom
how.
Stalls? Somebody you know what? Wrote my number down?
Maybe my lack of picture wasn't really like getting dicks out.
But I remember maybe. When you catfished somebody like with a picture of like somebody completely like, wasn't you.
I don't want to make this episode about me, but I know the story you're talking
about.
Well,
that's fine. We'll get to us in a minute.
All right. You said this girl didn't look like her picture.
No, you didn't look like your picture.
No. You were talking before. You said you went out with this girl. She didn't really look like her picture, but like kind of maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just Google image search, whatever. I don't know what I did, but I came up with, I think I might have searched fucking amateur male model. So, yeah. And like, that's a weird thing for like, you know, somebody to see in your search history. But I put this, I took a couple pictures of just some like unassuming, like not even like a really attractive guy, just like a regular guy or whatever. And this guy was bald. He's a chrome dome, you know, like he like bicked his head or whatever. And I do not look like this guy in the biceps department or the V-neck t-shirt department or like in the jaw department. Like I don't look like this guy. Plus I've got hair. And then I'm talking to this girl online. What the hell is her name? Oh, fun fact. Her name was Jessica. It was a different Jessica, though. That's actually what her name was.
Like every third girl's named Jessica.
Oh, every yeah, third thing. Girl. Oh. Anyway, so I go and I meet up with her, and I took the ferry to the Albion Ferry to like go over and like meet her because she lived on the other side of the river, and she was studying to be an archaeologist, which I thought was like really boring. And then
unemployable.
I get over there and I meet her and I'm like, that is not the girl in the pictures.
Oh,
that is certainly not the girl in the pictures. She was doing the same thing to me and neither of us said anything.
So she
didn't say shit when she realized I wasn't the guy, and I didn't say shit when I realized she wasn't the girl. And I mean, fake pictures on both counts.
So you were both catfishing each other.
We were both, and then we dated for like a couple months.
And you guys hooked up fairly quickly,
pretty quickly.
Yeah,
so I don't remember, but yeah.
Is this the same one who, after you stopped like seeing her, you kind of ghosted her?
No, I had to. I went out of town for a few days, like a long weekend, and I told her that. I said, hey, this is back when cell phones were like whatever. They were like crap, and you didn't have like the cell phone network we have now. And so there are places where you don't get cell service. You just don't. So if you don't have a local landline, you're not calling anybody.
I remember those days.
And I went out of town for a long weekend and I said, I'm not going to have a cell service. So I'll talk to you like Wednesday or whatever. And then I get back home, or no, I'm not even back home. I'm in the car on the way home. I'm just getting into like cell range or whatever. And I get these messages and get these voicemails. And the first one, because I think they let you listen to voicemails in the order that you receive them.
Yeah.
The first one's like, hey, fuck you. I deserve to be treated like this. And then the next one was like her drunker and crying her like, fuck you. You're such a dick. I don't need this. There's other guys. And then like after that, like, you know what, I'm a good person, and it just got weirder. And then like, what, I wasn't ghosting her, I wasn't doing anything like that, but I was like, I told you. And then I was too embarrassed to, like, when I got back, I'm like, oh, I've made her cry like for at least a couple days. I feel bad, so bad that I never talked to her again.
But you don't feel bad about that.
No. I don't feel great about it.
Now, anyone that leaves you those like consecutive messages where they're like five happy messages and then really angry messages and then crying messages,
mm-hmm.
you don't want those people. You don't want those people, period, ever mm-hmm. anywhere in your life, because yeah. they're scary.
Yeah, they're an episode of Dateline NBC.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's sure. still sitting outside your window at a house you don't live at anymore.
Right. Yeah. With a picture that's not you.
She's still trying to page me at a mall for a name that isn't real. Right? Yeah. Really, like, if I was to guess, I would say this guy was half black, too. Like, he had that, like, that olive skin tone. For real. Like, oh, my fake funny. Picture was not legit.
Oh, that's but, funny.
Yeah, that was a thing. I don't know. That's the best I can do. It's not the best I can do, but that's a thing.
Funny. Until we remember something else you did and jog your memory.
I remember a date going very bad once. I met this girl. She was a friend of a friend, and I was into her friend, but she was into me. And I'm like, all right, well, let's go with the sure thing. So we spent the day together, like a group of us were all going out, but I'm, you know, like always with this girl and I'm like hitting her stuff. And then, she's like a broken leg or something. I don't know how that factors into it, but it does. And then we all go to her place in Crescent Beach. And that's from where I am. That's like a half an hour drive or something like that. So this is back when I didn't drive. I don't think I had my license, or at least I was about 16. We get to her place in Crescent Beach, and I'm with my friend, because, like, you know, this is a friend of a friend. Like, we know somebody. And then I think that friend left or something like that. And this is so long ago that I'm actually a little bit vague on, like, how the story goes. But I do remember the gist of it was, long story short, her and my friend went into the other room. We were making out on the couch, blah, 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 whatever. Some people were playing video games. We're making out on the couch. She gets up and goes to talk to my friend, and then they go in the other room. And then she comes back. She is like, you got to go right now. I'm like, what's up? She said, my boyfriend's coming home. I said, what? She said, yeah, he's going to be mad. And I'm like, the fuck? Because when I was 16, I weighed about 130 pounds. And so, you remember.
I remember.
Yeah, you remember. So, I didn't get out of there fast enough, because he was like, when she said he's coming home, it didn't mean like he just got off work. It meant like he's in the driveway. So I'm leaving. So he comes and he's like, not pissed off. He's like, he comes in the door, and then my friend intercepts him in the kitchen where he's like, there's all this whispering. Like, I don't know. She's like, I think they're trying to like defend me. They're saying like, hey, he didn't know, blah, blah, blah. Cause I didn't know. And then, he didn't say anything to me. And I said, can I get a ride to the bus stop?
Kind of brazen.
Yeah. And you know what?
Mm.
Gave me a ride to the bus stop.
You guys are buddies?
No, we're not. We didn't speak a word.
That's ooh. Hilarious.
No, that was an awkward drive where, like, the whole thing, because I don't want to walk to the bus stop. I'm going to get murdered. Instead, I'm going to get in a pickup truck. And it was a pickup truck with this guy whose girlfriend I was fooling around with. That's not how you get murdered. Times change, though.
Times change, yeah.
I'm, like, racking my brain to see if I drive should, like, now. Try to remember if I was around during this time and if I know who you're talking about.
No, you don't.
No, I don't? Okay.
No. This is when I was hanging around with White Rock people before we were hanging out with White Rock people together.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Hey, you know what? <I'm>...
But that's weird, right?
That no, that's a weird one. That's that a weird, is weird one.
And now, you know how like memories are foggy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to like think now, like how did it work on the couch with her like broken leg? Because she had a cast. And like, so I don't know.
You were 15. You made that shit work.
you worked around.
You know what?
It.
I remember her being motivated.
You grinded that.
She was very motivated.
That cast.
I dry humped the shit out of
you
her.
There could have been a minivan between you, and you'd have made it work somehow.
Yeah, yeah. I would have preed all over.
as was the as what 15 was like.
As you do.
Like you do.
Like you do when you're 15. So, Jessica, you can do better.
Better. Better. I don't know
Let's
if I
talk
can.
About some boys you met.
Boys I've... Oh, fuck.
Let's talk about boys that have tried to pick you up.
Tried?
There we go.
Miserably.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't know. That's because there's a lot, and they're all pretty bad.
Well, I heard... I don't know if this is true. I heard Dave Navarro said something pretty legendary one time, where he went up to a girl in a bar and said, "Hey, you and me, we're like two ships passing in the night. Let's be the kind of ships that fuck." Now, I think that's about the funniest and or cheesiest thing in the world.
That is the cheesiest thing.
But you must have heard some shit.
You know what? Not really. Not that I can remember anyway, because generally if I was out and drinking, everything's gone. Like, yeah. All that information disappears out of my head instantly when I wake up the next day. Yeah. So most of the times that any of that's ever really happened, I've kind of forgotten about. But I do remember there was actually, because, you know, on the lines of internet dating, because that first date went so well with that other guy.
Yeah.
I decided to meet another guy that I
met. The hooker.
Right. The hooker guy.
Yeah.
So the other guy that I ended up meeting, because I was like, well, one more shot. This other guy seems really cool. So he lives in Vancouver as well, so I drive my ass all the way out to Vancouver. And again, another person who doesn't fucking drive. So, like, pick him up at his apartment. I'm like, cool. So we hadn't made a plan. We just planned to meet up. So he's like, well, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't know. I don't really know Vancouver. What's nearby? He's like, well, the beach is nearby. I'm like, should get some beer and go to the beach. He's like, that's a great idea. I'm like, awesome. Okay. So we go to a liquor store. Grabbed like an 8-pack or couple 8-packs.
Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
A couple 8-packs. He puts one in his backpack. I put one in my purse because I buy purses that hold 8-packs. And then we go down to the beach. So we park, walk down to the beach. And so far, like, the date's going really, really well. But, like, not, I'm not finding anything, like, super, like, we're not, like...
It should be going better than it is.
Well, yeah, and it was going great. Like, I felt like I was hanging out with a good buddy, right? We were, like, sitting on the beach, having a good time. We actually saw this bottle during, like, the time we're sitting there. We're joking. We're having fun. And this bottle's floating closer and closer, and I'm, like, staring at it. And he's staring at it, too. And I'm just like, you see that fucking bottle? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what do you think there's, what do you think it's in it? Do you think there's a note? There's got to be a note. We got to what? So we're waiting. We're fucking waiting for this bottle to get to the store. It finally gets there. There's nothing in it. So we put something in it and threw it back. So we eventually walked down the beach to find more bottles. And luckily, there were lots. And we'd write haikus on them, plug them, and then throw them back in the water.
I'm surprised you didn't marry this guy, because right? It sounds like it's going well.
You know so what? These supposed to be bad dates. It sounds like a great time.
Well, yeah. That's the thing, is that it was a great date. I had so much fucking fun. We both had fun. And we were, like, he seemed to be having fun. We both had a really great time. But there was nothing romantic about the whole thing at all. We were both joking a lot, laughing a lot, having a really great time. But then at the end of the date, we just walked back to my car. I drove him back to his house. I totally didn't drink and drive, I mean. We got in a limo.
Yeah.
Got back to his house. And he high-fived me.
Oh,
and then went
my God.
Home.
Ouch.
And I didn't go for a hug or anything like that. I just sort of sat there. I'm like, all right, cool meeting you, man. And he's like, yeah. And he holds up his hand to high five me. And I'm like, sweet, high five. And then he gets out and he goes home. And then he doesn't call me.
Mm.
I'm like, okay, so that guy, somehow that date went, I thought, really well. But maybe not for him.
Maybe. Sounds.
But we had so much fun. That's what I didn't really understand.
It's not even a loss. Oh, yeah. It's just like this is a nice day.
I actually had a great day. Yeah. So I'm not sad about it. We had a good time. And then the other weird thing is sort of the same as your little friend Quinn,
mm-hmm.
who's going to reappear in your life. That guy didn't call me, didn't really contact me ever again. I didn't bother contacting him because clearly there was nothing happening there. No chemistry, whatever it might be. Because we actually did have what I thought was like, we had a good time, but I wasn't attracted to him really. Not that he wasn't attractive.
Was it that you weren't attracted to him, or you didn't feel like
the attraction,
sexual chemistry because he didn't get grabby with you?
No, that's not it either.
Some women don't respect guys that don't get grabby on the first date.
Well, no, it's not that either. Because, I mean, if they don't grab me, I'll just grab them if I really feel like it. But I didn't feel like it.
Did he not give you those fuck me eyes? Like,
no, there was just no that jive. I don't know. All that jazz. That vibe wasn't there. Wow. The whole date.
Not a complete waste, though. But all in all.
But then every other time I'd go to Vancouver to go to shows or events. And he would be at a lot of the same shows and events that I was at. And we'd run into each other. And every time we ran into each other, we'd leave the groups that we were both with, hang out, have a great time, and then nothing would happen.
Wow.
It's the fucking weirdest thing. So there was the one time where I was like, I ran into him outside a bar. And he's like, where are you going? I'm like, well, the bank machine's broken here, so I got to go right. I got to go down the street. He's like, hop on. And I jumped on his back, and he piggybacked me to the bank machine. And like, and then we went back to the bar. I'm like, so you're actually coming in this bar? He's like, yeah, I'm going to see the show. And I'm like, cool. So we hung out the whole night. And at the end of the night, all right, see you later. And
high
then
five.
Wow.
High five. Never. And then just wouldn't see him. And then months later, run into him again at another show or another event or a different party. And it was the weirdest thing. And then one day, ran into him at another party, hung out with him the whole night. He decided that this is like the eighth time I've run into him randomly and nothing's ever happened, but we've always had fun, that he decided to kiss me, and he's the fucking worst kisser.
No, he's not. I am.
Oh, no, he was the worst. It was awful. He basically tried to swallow my whole head, and I was like, okay, we're done here. And then the next time I saw him in public, I just turned and walked the other way.
Oh, no.
Because I was like, oh, fuck, not that guy.
He's going to try to eat my head again.
Because after that whole kissing thing, he's like, now's my chance. And then he started trying to call me, and I avoided him because I'm like, I don't need that in my life. Because I tried to calm him down from the bad kiss, but he wasn't taking the hint. It was just terrible. So eventually I just had to like put the kibosh on that. And then I saw him again in public, and then he avoided me, and the whole thing just fell apart.
Wow, that was a you need a guy between the hook hanging guy and this guy, somebody in between.
Right? Well, don't worry, I got one now.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right. I guess you did. I don't see Jay hanging from hooks though.
Yeah,
you
know, no.
I had to talk about that shit. No. He doesn't even have an earring.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
Jeff, do you remember when we lived together?
Yeah,
and I went out with a girl who, in her Plenty of Fish profile, said she was an adult entertainer.
Oh, I know this story.
I know this story too.
You know who doesn't know this story?
Our listeners.
4,500 listeners around the world.
The youngins are gonna. So me and Jeff lived together for a while, and his ex lived down the hallway, who was a very conservative girl. You know, she and I said like, oh, I've been talking to this girl who's in porn. It said adult entertainment. I said, hey, so like. He said, adult, we chat for a bit back and forth. I don't bring it up right away. I'm like, says you're in adult entertainment. Like, you like stripping stuff or what? And she goes, no, I do porn. I'm a porn star. Star is an exaggeration, right? But she definitely does porn. Back then, for any of you millennials, when you looked at free porn on the internet, you got like 30-second clips, like three of them from a movie.
It was lame.
Oh, yeah. Man, it was so hard to finish. Times
are so much better now.
You've got streaming, porn, like Pornhub, right? All that shit is. But that's not what we were dealing with back then. And really, the free sites were just trying to get you to sign up for the pay sites.
Yeah, right? And all they really did was make ads pop up nonstop until your computer crashed. Yep.
And that's why I own an Apple. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, do you want to hang out? And she's down. She lives in Surrey. Big surprise. She lives in Surrey. And I remember I was talking to Jeff and his ex there. We'll call her V. Yeah, we'll call her V, I guess. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm a little intimidated, right? Like, I think I might be her age or a year older. So I'm like 22, 23. I don't know how old we were when we lived in that place.
I thought that you were a bit older than her.
Was I? Maybe it was.
I think so, because I think she was only something like 19 or 20.
Yeah, maybe I was 23.
And you were like, yeah.
And it was after I had a scooter, because I had a car. I know I had a car at the time. So anyways, so I go down and I pick her up from an apartment building. And I'm like, where do you want to go? She goes, well, there's a Boston Pizza up there. So we went to the Boston Pizza. And back then, the smoking section, because they had a smoking section back then, was a tented in section. And we both smoked. So it was like a tarpy tented in section. And we went out there. And well, no, first we were inside. Yeah, first we were inside. Now, she had sent me clips of some of her porn. And yeah, that's how it started. She sent me these like 3-minute clips, and both of them were gangbangs.
What? Well, they were.
Yeah, one was
how many guys?
10 God and two damn. Girls.
Oh, wow.
And she said that was her first shoot.
Wow.
And she had only ever been with 10 guys before that day. So she doubled the amount of guys she was in.
Jeez.
Or that were in her.
And they were in her, right? And they and this was the abbreviation for this website was COMF, and it was comeonmyface.com.
I thought it was come on her face.
Come on her face. It, I don't know. I don't think it's up anymore. We'll check that out. Okay. Comeonherface.com. Fine.
Because that would be cough.
Yeah.
Not a terrible name for a porn site.
Okay, continue.
I think it was comeonmyface.com.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Anyways, we'll fact check that later. If you already know the answer to this, please email us at ineverwanttobeyoungagain@gmail.com. So one was her and this girl, and then at the end, she was the main attraction, and they all unloaded on her.
Oh, damn.
They turned her into a melted candle.
That's what they call bukkake.
That's what they call bukkake.
Wow.
The second video she sent me was a bunch of girls, like 6 girls. The main actor was actually the Ron Jeremy.
What?
Yeah, he was dressed as Santa, and he was looking for his, I remember the script, his ho-ho-hos, because they had great writers for this.
Wow.
And then he goes, I'm going to need Santa's helpers, and there was a couple of guys, like, dressed as, like, they weren't dressed as elves, they were wearing, like, red, like, leggings, and like, elf hats. And
leggings.
And then it was, so that wasn't a gangbang, that was an orgy, if we're going to get technical about it. So after seeing these two clips, I still went on a date with her.
Oh,
and I was talking to Jeff and Via. I'm like, this is like, I'm a little nervous. Like, this girl's got some, like, I've seen videos of her.
Like, there's germs on her face.
And I remember V said,
showered.
As a conservative girl she was, she goes, Trevor, you have to go on this date and you have to fuck her or you'll regret it. Which I was a surprising piece of advice from her.
I'll tell you what, like, my ex-wife, like, as much of my ex-wife as she is, there's a couple times where she's been hilarious.
That was one of them.
There's a couple times, like, oh, man.
And when she's funny. Telling me, like, yeah, you should do it, I'm like, maybe I should, right? Like, if she thinks I should, maybe I should.
It'd be a lost opportunity. You can't leave that on the table.
So I go and I pick her up, and we hit it off actually pretty good.
Where'd you take her?
Boston Pizza.
Okay.
So we're in Boston Pizza. We're in the restaurant section. We didn't go to the smoking section yet. And we get a pitcher of beer. And I don't even think we got appetizers. And she's actually from back east. So
she goes
like,
straight to the main course. She goes for seconds on the first date.
She's got a bit of a Newfie accent. Not a heavy one, but a bit of one. She's from back east. For our listeners, that's Newfoundland. That's the east side of Canada. Very different from the west side of Canada. Love them. And apparently they're active. Anyways, so she's sitting there and we're in a restaurant and the only thing I can think to talk about and ask questions about is the fact that she does porn, right? And she is than willing to talk about it. Now, like I said, I think there's an abbreviation. You can say COMF, right? You know, I work for COMF.
I Google it. It's COHF. Come on her face.
Come on her face?
I Googled it.
Oh, okay. Jeff's right. Cough. Anyways, there's an abbreviation. She wants to use the full title, comeonherface.com. She's like, when I was doing a scene for comeonherface.com and comeonherface.com loudly, and she's had a couple of beers, she's getting louder. There are families around us.
I bet the reason that you got mixed up with this is because she was probably saying that they're going to come on myface.com. You know what I mean? Like, she was probably saying it in, like, from her perspective,
and not from like the regular.
She might have it wrong. She absolutely might.
She wasn't a bright girl.
Oh no, she was a redhead, and she actually thinner than her picture.
Ooh.
Yeah, looked better than her picture.
Very common.
You know, it's funny because I think you showed me the clips that she sent you, not the Ron Jeremy one, but the other one.
Uh-huh.
And when I saw it, because you had said she was really attractive, or that she was attractive. And the clips I saw of her must have been after they were done ringing her out after after the shoot, because she was not.
In the clips, she did not. She was like 20 pounds heavier in the clips, like 15 pounds.
It was so poorly lit. She did production quality.
But when I saw her, and I was surprised, because I'm like, I didn't think I was actually going to, I just wanted to see where this would go. I was just, there's a part of me that's like, I kind of want to hang out with this girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens, right?
It's a gold mine.
And then this cute girl in tight pants, I'm like, oh, okay. And then she is just being loud and vulgar and talking about like, she's like, yeah, they tried to get me to do some gagging stuff. And I tried, I really tried to do the gagging. But I don't like puking on myself. I'd rather, like, I know, and there are kids around us, and there is families, and I'm not easily embarrassed, but I'm like, hey, let's move to the smoking section, because there's just adults in there. And she is loudly talking about this, and we do a couple of pitchers of beer, and she's like, I'm like, okay, well, let's get going. Like, let's get out of here. And we're walking to the car, and now she's holding my hand. She's into me.
Whoa. You know what? Is this his first date?
Yeah.
She's holding your hands?
Yeah.
Jessica, do you think if somebody asked her, she would say that's her boyfriend?
No. No, because you don't do that shit on a first date.
No.
Hold hands?
No, but like if you guys ran into one of her friends and...
We've been over this. It's second date material, okay?
Okay.
What? No. Being called a girlfriend.
What?
You know, like, no, but I think this girl was clingy enough and, like, weird enough that she would have been calling you her boyfriend first date.
She very well could have. She was a little screwed up. She did send me a video of her getting gangbanged before the date even happened, before she met me in person.
That's
so
very forward.
She's very into her job. And we walked to the car, and I can remember when I go to her apartment, right? Now, one of the bombs she drops on me is that she lives with her ex-boyfriend. Who's a competitive kickboxer.
Of course he is.
And his dad in the apartment. She also said she has got like, she won a box of different sex toys. Now I'm weighing this up in my head. I'm like, do I want to do this? Not like, I'm kind of intimidated by her sexually because she does porn and I'm 23 and I'm not wearing what at my wedding day, but I'm weighing this up. So from the walk from my car where I parked, and I made sure I parked somewhere that I could park overnight, and the apartment, she's like, hey, do me a favor. Can you look at my throat for a second? Just look at my mom. I'm like, yeah. She goes, you see any of this look red? Does it look like? I'm like, nah, it just looks like whatever. She goes, I did a three-way swing with this like goth girl and this dude, and she crammed her fingers down my throat, and she had these long nails, and she cut me up back there. And I'm just like, that was it. That was the one where I'm like, I can't keep going. So I walk her to the door and it was a bit awkward. Like I think she was like, well, this guy knows I'm game. But I walked away from it, which send me some hate mail. Maybe I should have gone for it.
I think you made the right call.
I think so too. Cause I'll bet you that girl's running around somewhere with some pretty hefty diseases and
years later, you know what? Saw a clip of her.
Yeah,
oh. I was...
years later, how's she doing?
I was watching porn, and she looks terrible. She's gained all the weight back,
aww,
and then some.
Thanks.
And she didn't look like she was having a good time.
Like, that doesn't really surprise me.
She wanted to be the next Jenna Jameson.
At that time, in low-budget, like, amateur porn, I think there were a lot of people not having a good time.
Well, no, this was 2 or 3 years ago, I saw a clip. The clip could have been forever old. It's on the internet. It stays there forever. So I don't know when the clip was from. You remember when we went to the Everything I Could Do About Sex show?
Yes.
And I think you...
I've been.
Yeah. I think you went...
I don't know if it's the same.
Didn't we go, the four of us go?
The taboo
story.
Nice.
Yeah. She's the one who gave us the tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We stopped by Surrey. Nice and lady. I think she gave us 4 tickets. And I think she thought she was coming with me.
Even after you cock-blocked her?
I didn't put out, no.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
you're leading her on, man.
Well, some guys get, like, because it's easy to get intimidated by a girl who's that sexually aggressive, you know? I have never had that problem, but so, because, you know, I don't go for pussies like Trevor. Just kidding. I totally have.
For guys that cry when you try to hang them from hooks.
Right? No, I actually have tried and gotten shot down before for being too sexually aggressive.
Really?
Because it happens, because guys get freaked out by that kind of shit sometimes.
She wasn't aggressive. She was talking a big game and hadn't done anything yet.
Yeah.
We're going to have to put a video.
No, we're not.
She was talking a big game, but she was, yeah, she, I guess you could say she was putting herself out there sexually. And yeah, you know what? It was too much for me to handle. I couldn't. And you know what? I don't have HIV today. And I think, I like to think that that decision I made that day contributes to that.
If a girl shows up for her first date wearing like pants that say I'm a slut across the back and I'm a sure thing across the front, like, really, do you have to try? Does anyone have to try? Does it kind of takes all the fun out of it, doesn't
she
it?
She can wear that as long as I get to make the first move. You know, like, as long as she doesn't kiss me, because that's a power move, and I kiss her, that's okay. And I think that might be what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, that exact thing. And plus, it kind of takes all the fun out of it when basically you don't have to try anymore. You know? I don't know, maybe.
Because not fun.
No, well,
I don't enjoy trying.
As a female, though, from yeah. my perspective, okay. it's way more fun when you have to try a little.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because otherwise it's just too easy.
Oh, like being a girl is
yeah,
when
shoot,
you're trying to get laid?
Shooting fish in a barrel, right? It's too easy. And then, but if you have to try a little harder, it actually makes it more fun.
Huh. I'll think about that.
That's why girls always go for the guys that are ignoring them and being an asshole to them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right?
I thought girls were screwed up.
Yeah, we're a mess. Fucking blame our dads.
Thank fucking God. You and me aren't dating anymore.
Woo!
You know what?
Sorry, Jeff.
What's it called? I thought, like, Shitty Steve, like, that guy's, like, man, makes scathing jokes to his girlfriend, fiance, no, wife now, and they end up getting married, so, yeah, I think women are attracted to, like, guys that don't try too hard for some reason.
He does make scathing, but I think he really likes her, too.
Yeah, no, he absolutely does, but, like, there's great jokes they made, and he makes them.
Oh, we should get Shitty Steve on the show.
There's got to be a balance.
You know what? I don't know why he's got that nickname when he seems like a great guy.
No, he seems shitty.
What? What are you talking about? I know,
there's no question in my mind why he has that nickname.
Do we have different, like, kind of, like...
I like hanging out with him, but...
I thought that you guys had already tried to invite Shitty Steve.
You know what? We've brought it up. Trevor was on before, and they're buddies, and I think Steve kind of wants to do it, but he's a little afraid of what he'll say. He's afraid he's going to say something like derogatory, and I want him on the show because he's going to say something derogatory. Like,
but no, hold on. I think I'm an okay judge of character. I think no. Well, at least this time, I think we disagree. I think we normally agree on, like, you know, judging people's characters. You and me, like, we're on the same page. But no, I think he's a good guy.
I like him. I like hanging out with him. I don't think he'd ever screw me personally. But I don't know if good guy is the term I'd use. We should have this conversation when he's here. I think he's funny. I think he's
hilarious.
I want
to ask him where he got the nickname.
I did ask him.
Yeah? Was it? Did
it's
he make it up?
Not interesting.
Was it not self-imposed? It seems like it.
It was like a grade school thing.
Oh, what?
I think it formed who he is.
Did he like shit his pants in fourth grade and they wouldn't let it go?
He stepped in dog poo one
time. Yeah, exactly. Oh, Shitty Steve. And like never let it go. Kids are like that. They're vicious.
That's true.
I think something like he... He told the story, it was unimpressive, and it's just something that stuck. And I think you get called Shitty Steve your whole life. You start, like, doing shitty things. Like, I don't think he does shitty things, but he kind of...
Do you remember Fifi Rodriguez?
Fifi Rodriguez. Yes, I do, actually.
That... Yeah. There was a boy, and his friends... They, no, I don't know anything about the story. They'd have, like, little nicknames for one another. They named this kid, prepubescent kid... Fifi Rodriguez. 20 years later, gay. Just saying.
But it had nothing to do with the
nickname.
No,
it has nothing to do with it. But I'm saying, like, somebody calls you Fifi for, like, 15 years, yeah. You might get, like, a little bit of a complex.
It's true.
But no, that's...
I don't think...
Either way, in Shitty Steve's...
Wow.
Yeah.
Put an end to that.
Yeah. Let's just stop talking about Steve right now.
Anybody else got any good ones? Any zingers?
Zingers?
No, I've got zero. I got one more, and it's short, and it's not the best one.
Let's hear about it.
But it's kind of funny. It isn't a bad date. But the girl did fall for me, and like I wasn't into her. It was a dry period. I'm doing the plenty of fish. Mm-hmm. We met for coffee. She's a blonde girl, you know, okay looking girl. We're chatting. She liked the girl who did porn was really like to talk about the shit she's done sexually.
Fucking Surrey, man.
Yeah, Fleetwood. Yeah, Surrey. Yeah,
it's a classy place.
No, it's a thing. She takes the bus.
She had, what'd she have? Like an old fucking land yacht of a car.
Awesome.
I wish I could remember. Yeah, yeah.
A Lincoln Continental.
Something like that. Yeah, but not that nice. Oh. Like a shitty land yacht.
Like a K car. Like
a Delta. Like an 86 Delta or something.
Like a 1980 Impala.
It had no heat. But we had the same taste in music. She had a lot of sublime stuff that I'd never heard of. Anyways. And we go for coffee and we're hanging out. And back then I had some piercings, right? I had my tongue pierced, my labret pierced, and had the ears. Like they were stretched out bigger than today. And she's like, yeah, yeah, I got some piercings. And she's bragging about the sex she's had too, right? She's been bringing this up in a way. She goes, yeah, and this is unconfirmed. I don't want to start. But this is just the story she told me because I'm going to name names. But she's like, I fucked Paul from Paul's Piercing in his chair.
Right.
And he pierced my business. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, because up before this point, I've never been with a girl who's had her business. No, mm-hmm. I had. Never mind. But I'm like, oh, yeah, because I'm kind of interested. And she seems fun and stuff. And she's like, yeah. And I'd moved in with my parents temporarily. Because I'd been approved for a mortgage, but I needed to save up a little money for a down payment. And I left my basement suite, and I was just going to stay there. Because I think I saved for a year. But between all the drinking and stuff I did, I didn't save up that much. So and she's like, yeah, I have a butterfly. And I'm like, oh, what's that? And she goes, well, I have 6 piercings on my shit.
What?
I think
Where
I
would you
know
even
that
put
girl.
6?
I'm glad you asked. Because
that's what Trevor was asking himself as she said that.
I thought it was impossible, and she was full of shit. She had hoops on her labia, the lips. That's the labia, right?
Yeah,
she had these hoops, just like I have my earrings, like mm-hmm. captive hook.
Yeah,
hoops.
No, I know what you mean.
Then she has her hood pierced, and then which is like a barbell, and then she has a hoop that goes around, so the hood barbell and the other barbell on the hoop can like...
How many times did she fuck Paul from Paul's Piercing?
I don't know.
And it doesn't surprise me either because I heard some stories about that guy. He's a dirtbag.
Yeah. Long story short, a nice lady told Trevor a story about how she got her piercings for free.
Yeah. No. Okay. So I decide I'm going to take this girl home.
You want to see
Seems
him.
Seems like a good idea. I really want to see them.
I want to see him. I want to see what free piercings look like.
But the thing is, I've just moved back in with my parents.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm this is after we lived together. So now I'm like 24, right?
Maybe
let's say.
They wanted to see him too.
No, because when they listen to this episode, I'm going to get another phone call like I did from my dad where when we had a Dr. Fran Fitz.
Something Flaz, Jewy. I don't
Flaz,
remember.
Yeah, yeah,
Dr.
yeah.
Flaz.
The sexologist. The sexologist, and he said that was his least favorite episode. I'm going to get a call like that from my mom. Anyways, so I take this girl. I'm like, well, you know what? I still have the keys for my basement suite. Because I moved all my stuff out and I was going to clean it. I just don't have any stuff in it. So I take her back to this basement suite I still have keys for. I find a towel and a pillow. And we lay that shit down, and we make some sweet, sweet love. Now, when we're doing it doggy style, all those hoops clang together and jingle. I'm not shitting you.
So
click, 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 click. Oh, it was.
That's terrible.
And then we do that, and then she goes, and I go, and I figure we're not gonna see each other again. And she we do some texting and stuff, and I tell her I started seeing someone. That's what I tell her because she's into me and I'm like, oh, I started seeing someone. She's like, let's hang out. Let's just, so I don't know why. Maybe I start getting I don't want this to become a thing. I just, it was a good time, not a long time. And I remember we went to we just drove somewhere, and I think we smoked a joint, and we're in her big lanyard of a car, and she was aggressive, but it worked this time. and then after that, I just I didn't block her number, but I'm just like, yeah, you know what? I feel guilty because my girlfriend that doesn't exist. I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. We've, you know, Sarah. Whoa. That was the name of my fake girlfriend, Sarah. me and Sarah, like. I got to cut this off. So
wow,
that was wasn't a bad date. It's just funny. I thought
sounds like an interesting experience. I would have opened with that.
Click 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 right? Click, yeah. Click click click.
Wow.
I don't know. I remember there was a guy that I knew, not a guy I ever dated or ever slept with, but I remember when he told me about the piercings on his dick.
Oh.
And I just asked to see them. And he whipped it out and showed me because he had no problem doing it. He's just like, yeah, check it out. He showed a lot of people. Right? So he just, whoop, there it is. And then there's one through the top and a few through the bottom, which I was like, I didn't even know that was a thing. He's like, well, yeah, because they're in the right spot there. And then it's like a little ladder of...
that's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Are you worried about them like getting stuck on things? Or?
See, that's the thing. That's why I would not have sex with that guy.
Like this is a guy I knew. I'd be afraid I'd tear one. You know?
Right?
Yeah.
I tore my tongue ring. No, especially if I met that girl with the piercings and didn't like...
They'd get stuck.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they might get jammed. I don't know.
Right? And, you know...
And then someone's got to compromise. Someone's got to compromise. Like, you take yours out. No, you take yours out. But mine are from newer. They're going to heal over. Like, you know, man, they're
yeah,
not...
See, no, like, if
going.
That girl and the guy that I know got together, yeah, that would be generally worrisome. Like, how do you
it would never happen
around?
They would just be sitting there like Instagramming each other's genitals and like showing them. They'd probably be talking about like what tattoo they want to get next. It'd be super self-indulgent
probably.
I worked with a guy who I'm pretty sure listens, and we don't really talk anymore, but I think I'll ask him to come on the show because he's got some stories. We talked about getting our junk pierced because I had considered it for a while, never did. He went for it. Now, he didn't go for, like, you know, like, it's between, like,
the
pee
Prince
hole.
Albert?
No, yeah, there's the pee hole one. There's, like, if you're circumcised, there's, like, the things on the mushroom cap. Like, mm-hmm. No, he went for the one that's, like, straight through the meat of it. Now, I didn't know that this was a...
Damn.
Why would you do that?
Why would you tell us about that?
God, I'm going to have nightmares now.
This is a family show.
I'm going to keep telling you about it. So he had been talking about it for a while.
He's my, like, dick hurts from hearing that.
He says, this weekend I'm going to get it done. I'm like, okay. So Monday I come in. He's walking a little bit bull-legged. I'm like, shit. He got it done, right? And he's like...
I got a goddamn knitting needle in his Jesus.
And he's like he got it done. He's like, yeah. I'm like, how was it? I don't know why I asked that, because let's face it, it's awful.
Like, a bad time.
And he goes, well, it because it's like straight through the meat.
When you say it like that, it just sounds fucking terrible.
He goes, it's the kind of thing they want to do carefully. I'm like, yes, like this is more, this is closer to surgery than piercing. You don't get this done at Claire's, right, with the gun. And he's like, yeah, it takes like 15 to 30 seconds to do the whole thing.
Oh my
so
God.
It's a slow.
Oh, no.
That's brutal. Oh.
Nobody should do those things. You got to be gentle with that.
And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, it's all the way through.
Did you see it?
He's gonna have to piss sometime.
I don't think it went through the piss. So that's why
it
doesn't go slow.
Okay. I didn't know what it goes through.
They don't want to go through.
I didn't see his dick.
So it wasn't straight through. It was at an angle to avoid stuff.
Yeah, because I think if they pierced through the urethra, that would cause you some pretty major problems.
I don't know. I've seen some weird videos.
You know what? This is getting weird. So
I don't know how we got from bad dates to genital piercings.
Remember that guy with the because
my
in his bat, ass?
My date with the genital piercings.
Right,
that's how.
Right.
Keep
you
up.
Know what? I think I have exactly the trick to make us all forget that this conversation ever happened. Mm-hmm. Remember that guy with a jar in his ass?
Oh my God.
And it broke?
Oh no.
No, the best thing about that video is that I've never seen it, but
what?
I show it to everybody.
Oh no.
I've never actually watched it myself because someone described it to me. And
the
then I was like, have you seen this video?
Because this engineer thinks it'll be structurally stronger. Smash.
Oh God.
And then, anyway, what were you?
Anyway, so now
I don't even remember what he was talking about. Let's talk about this jar. He should have filled it with water.
I don't want
to. Would have been stronger.
No,
I'm no engineer, but
unless this happened on a date you were on, let's move past the jar.
I don't even remember what we were talking about for good reason.
Two chicks, one cup?
This episode's getting weird.
That was overrated.
It's a great date.
So
though.
Overrated.
I hear those girls are still together.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they seem like a happy couple.
No, but that new company cup. Has like 100 movies.
Probably.
That was like a promo for like a some weird...
For like one part of one of those movies?
For one part of like one of those movies. They make a ton of them.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. I don't want to see any one of those movies because that one bit of that one movie was enough.
You know, it wasn't real poo.
Yeah, no,
it was real vomit, but it was real fake poo coming out as vomit.
Yeah, but the poo came out of somebody's butt. So if you're, as far as I'm concerned, it comes out of their butt. You probably shouldn't swallow
it.
They
were pretty clean butts.
I don't know. Like also did tell you about the video I saw where girls squirted milk up their ass and then squirted it into bowls of cereal and then ate the cereal.
That's amazing. You know,
I watched that.
I heard about these. What is it? What two guys? One
it's turning
hammer?
Into the Lost episode.
What's that one where they beat that guy to death with a hammer?
Oh, two guys, one hammer.
Something like that.
But those are the same guys that made other videos. Yeah. They all got arrested.
Right. Yeah.
In like somewhere in Europe.
You know that the internet is such a legendary place.
Yeah, it's not got any such, dark corners at all.
You know what? Where such legitimate art gets made. Performance art with real world consequences. Think about it.
True.
Just highbrow shit.
Anyway.
Murder. It went from a bad date to murder.
So back to a good date.
Who had a good date?
I don't think I've ever had a good date. Actually, no, that's not true. My first date with Jay was a good date. Mr. Mm-hmm. Jessica.
Yeah, Mr.
Current
Jessica.
Mr.
Yeah.
Jessica, our first date, I almost missed it because I fell asleep before. Because the night I met him, I'd also met another guy. An other guy jumped on asking me on a date that following weekend faster than Jay did. So on the Friday night when Jay wanted to ask me out on a date, he was too late. I was already going on a date with another guy. So Jay booked me for the following night. He's like, well, I'm going to hang out with you tomorrow then. I'm like, okay, great.
First runner-up.
So... The night before, I had gone on the date, and the guy that I went on a date with was such a dud, and he was so boring, so I got super drunk. So that made it a little bit more fun. And then at the end of that night, he just dropped me off at home, said goodnight. I went inside, went passed out on my couch, and then the next day woke up super hungover, and then had Jay texting me. Couldn't wait to see me tonight and all this other great stuff. And what are we going to do? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you think? And he's like, let's go go-karting. And he had all these big plans. And like, he had like a plan.
Mr. For Jessica
like
did?
A, yeah. For like a really cool date. And I'm like, that sounds great. What time? You know, and he's like, oh, 5 o'clock or so. I'm like, okay, cool. And then I proceeded to watch TV all day and be a disgusting piece of shit on the couch and do nothing. And then fell asleep. And overslept until like 7:30 that night. So he'd been texting me. He thought he was getting ghosted or stood up or whatever. And then I finally woke up, looked at what time it was, and was like, oh, fuck. And then I picked up my phone and he was like, okay, well, I guess this isn't happening. And I'm like, no, I'm here. So at that point, we were kind of like, well, it's too late to do any of the fun stuff that you'd already planned. So let's just go to a bar.
Also fun.
Go get some drinks. So he comes, he's like, okay. At this point, I feel like I've already fucked this up pretty badly.
Right? You have.
Yeah, so I fucked it up pretty badly. So I'm like, okay, well, he's still coming to get me. So he comes to get me. We go to a bar and have a couple beers and some wings and whatever. And we're having a good time talking about everything. And then his ex-girlfriend starts phoning him. While I was on the his phone's sitting on the table. And it starts ringing, and it's this girl's name, and I'm like, looking at it. I didn't even ask. He just said, oh. And he looked at it, and he kind of turned the phone over, and I was like, who's that? And he's like, oh, that's my ex. I'm like, and she's going to look at my phone. I'm like, it's 11 o'clock at night. What does she want? And he's just like, oh, I don't fucking know. Right? And I'm like, you know which. And I'm like, okay, well, this is not going to work out. Right? Yeah. Immediately, I was like, okay, well, this isn't going to end well, but at least I can get laid out of it. So I'm like, so you want to get out of here? Go back to your place or my place or go back to your place?
You're beating her to the punch.
Yeah, because I'm like, No, bitch, you're not stealing my sex tonight. This yeah.
I worked hard sleeping in through right. half of this date I, that no, he planned.
She's fucking up. Calling it in.
Right? I showed up and she's just fucking coming out of nowhere. No, I don't fucking think so. You had him already. I'm going to try this one out. For go. Yeah, so we left. We didn't realize, well, we did kind of realize, like, shit, we missed the liquor store because we were going to grab more drinks and have a couple more drinks at his house. You know, the excuse that you need to go back to someone's house, like, let's watch a movie.
The foundation.
Let's go back to your house and have
Netflixing
another drink.
And chill.
The foundation of the lie.
Right? Because back in the day before Netflix, it was, let's go back to my place and watch a movie.
Have a nightcap.
Yeah, it's code. Yeah. Right? And at this point, I barely needed the code because he knew what the fuck I was saying. And I was like, let's get some drinks and go back to your place. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. So there we go. Except we missed the liquor store. So now we just have to go back to his place. So I get to his place, looked around. The place is a dump, as I anticipated. And I'm like, okay, so what do you want to do now? And I just started taking my clothes off. I got on his bed and I was like, so what do you want to
like
do
good
now?
Good date. This
and then,
yeah,
so all had all kinds of the sex and then woke up there the next day. And I was like, so you're going to drive me home? And he's like, yeah, okay.
You know,
and then, so he drives me home. And then I text him right when I got home. I'm just like, good date. Blah, blah, blah. And then I didn't ever expect to hear from that guy again. I was like, yeah, no.
This is so romantic.
I love how straightforward you're being. Yeah. You know, like very, I know what I want. Let's do it.
Right.
You know, like I want to ride home.
Yeah.
Drive me.
I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Drive me home.
Yeah.
So he drives me home, drops me off, and then I honestly thought I was never ever gonna hear from him again. But sure enough, he texts me again like the following night. Hey, he's like, wanna hang out? I'm like, sure.
It was fun the other day.
Yeah. So come on over. So it eventually worked out to now we're like been together for 4 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Wow. And all from one great date.
And well, and all the other dates they had. You know, I'm a little late on this, but I thought that this should be playing while you told the story. This would have been perfect background music for that.
Yeah, no, in 4 years, and it was so special.
And then his ex-girlfriend called, but I'm like, no, bitch. I'm taking a ride on this pony.
I don't fucking
think
so.
You can just call and, right? And that's enough? That's just...
And his place was a dump, and I'm like, so what do you want to do now?
So I took my clothes off and just went from there. It was extra special. I hope that my mom doesn't ever listen to this.
You know what? Nobody should ever date somebody who doesn't have sheets on their bed.
No, thank God, no.
So you know, he did have sheets on his bed. But
that's like a minimum standard.
But they weren't clean.
No.
How clean is clean?
I don't know. We're talking about like a bachelor. And we're talking about Jay. And you've met Jay. He doesn't really.
I'm a bachelor. I have nice sheets.
Anyway. His clean sheets now, but that's because you wash them.
That's because I live there now.
Yeah.
Well, live with him.
I'll wash the sheets.
I really like that romantic music, though.
I was enjoying that. I should have 3 hours of that? I could listen to that.
Yeah.
God, no. But
I felt like I was in a spa or something.
Yeah.
We, you know what? Maybe I should cue up some music over. Actually, you know what? From episode one, Joel, he said, because he's a piano player. He's like, oh, I could edit in some piano music. And I'm like, nah, I don't think that works. But that was piano music.
That's true.
If you could dub that in a little earlier, just cue music.
That was good. I like it. Some good effect.
Where are we at here?
Oh, we're way over time.
We went
long.
Cut some stuff?
I don't know. Maybe. It's good stuff.
Cut a few things.
How many episodes have you got in there now?
This is 26.
We're at 26?
This is half a year's worth of episodes.
For wow. real.
Yeah.
Real? Wow.
Yeah. 51 weeks, so it's more than half a year.
Wow.
Huh. And we just recorded another 3, so we're at like 29.
I'm going to let this one, I'm going to keep this as one episode. It's an hour 40. It's going to cut down to an hour
and a half.
The
Joe Rogan Experience can go 3.5 hours. We can do an hour and a half.
Yeah. And this is, I think this would be, because when you do the like 2 episodes, which is kind of cool, gives me more time to like record, but you lose momentum.
Yeah.
We'll let people listen halfway, because if they're going to download the Stitcher app, then they can pause it and pick up where they left off. If you're listening on the website, you're constantly going and like trying to figure out where you left off, right? Because like if you're listening in your car and you're doing the, when you go back to the website, it just starts from the beginning, right?
Yeah, I've been there.
So for ease of listening, fans, youngins, just download the Stitcher app.
There you go.
The youngins don't need to be told. They know what they're doing better than we do, I think.
They know there's a thing cooler than Stitcher now and that you don't know about it because you're old.
That's right. Oh, my God. That's so cute. He thinks Stitcher's so
Stitcher,
new.
What is it, 2016?
It's the only one I could figure out how to get on. That's why we're not on iTunes. Hey, if anybody knows how to get on iTunes. Hey,
what have we learned from all this?
I don't understand Apple products.
From all this dating talk, what have we learned?
Well,
there's some people out there
that my friends were wrong about that rule.
What did you just say again? Let's get that.
So what do we learn?
So the rule that my friends always told me that if you really like a guy, you have to make him wait for sex is wrong. Because it turns out that you can have sex with them on the first date and 4 years later, still there.
Stuck. You know what? Me and my current wife didn't get past the first date. In fact, every year we celebrate it as our bang-iversary over the August-long weekend.
That's sweet.
That's so special.
Oh, that bang-iversary.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything?
No.
I think this is the outro music this time, too. Yeah.
But maybe I'll listen to it later, and maybe I'll learn something.
Yeah, you know what? I want to take this home and play it while I'm sleeping. It's so soothing.
It was 3 hours, this loop.
It's fantastic.
So everybody, check out our website, ineverwanttobeyoungagain.com. Send us your mail at ineverwanttobeyoungagain@gmail.com. And as always,
namaste.
Namaste.
And like us on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook. Yeah, that's the one I forgot. Facebook. We got some shit on SoundCloud, but it's not very interesting.
It's not the best ones.
You know what, youngins? Thanks for coming, and we'll see you all next Friday. Why is this music so funny to me?
Should be playing behind Bob Ross while he's painting.
There's another happy little tree here.
Happy little tree. No mistakes. There are no mistakes here.
One time I got hung in suspension hooks to impress a girl.